أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره هو أنشأكم من الأرض واستعمركم فيها فاستغفروه ثم توبوا إليه إن ربي قريب مجيب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had related to us the incidents of Nuh alayhi salam and that of Hud alayhi salam and the people of Ad. There was a community that existed and they were a branch of the people of Ad. They were known as Thamud, also a very powerful and mighty nation that existed. To them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had appointed a Nabi and sent to them Salih alayhi salam. Salih also was from amongst the early messengers of Allah. Allah says, wa ila Thamud, and to Thamud, we had sent akhahum Saliha, their brother Salih, meaning Salih alayhi salam was from amongst the people of Thamud. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, he said to his people, O my people, worship Allah, مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُ, besides Allah, there is no other deity and God for you. Again, we find every Nabi, they maintained a certain pattern and a certain procedure when inviting the people towards Allah, firstly calling them to monotheism and to Allah's oneness. هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, Salih alayhi salam said to them that Allah is the one, He is the one who has created you from the land, from the earth. وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا, and after creating you from the land, He allowed you to settle therein and to build your homes and live on land. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, similar to the instruction that Hud alayhi salam had made, he also tells his people, make istighfar. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا, seek Allah's forgiveness. ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, and then transform your lives and return, come back to Allah, repent to Him. إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ, certainly my Rabb is close, He is near, and He is all and ever responding. قَالُوا يَا صَالِحٌ, they said to Salih alayhi salam, قَدْ كُنْتَ فِينَا مَرْجُوًا قَبْلَ هَذَا, O Salih, before making this claim, we had great hopes in you. Salih alayhi salam was an extremely popular youngster in his community. And you find that with every Nabi. Popular because of the wonderful traits and characteristics that he had possessed. And because of his behavior and his intelligence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grooms his Nabi, every Nabi of his, from a young age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts grooming that Nabi and beautifying that Nabi with the best of qualities and upbringing. We find Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, before claiming and before informing the people of his appointment as a Nabi, everyone loved him. And he was a very well-respected personality in his community. The same was Salih, Salih alayhi salam, and every other Nabi. So with Salih also, they said, oh Salih, while growing up, and before you came with this statement of yours, that you are a Nabi and a Messenger of Allah, we had great, great hopes in you. You will become the leader of our community, or you will become a reformer. And now today you come, and this is what you say, أَتَنْهَانَا أَن نَعْبُدَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا, are you preventing us and stopping us from worshipping what our forefathers used to worship? Again, a claim that every people had made and many make today. That how dare you say my father was wrong or my grandfather was wrong. For generations we have been doing this and it has been within our family. And every year around this time, this is what we do. My father did it, my father's father did it. Are you telling me now that what my fathers have done is wrong and you are stopping me from doing that? That is the argument that they had presented. أَتَنْهَانَا أَنْ نَعْبُدَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا, are you stopping us? and telling us not to worship what our forefathers have worshipped. وَإِنَّنَا لَفِي شَكِّ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٍ. And we are certainly in confounding doubt with regards to what you are inviting us to. We have so much doubt regarding this religion that you are presenting to us. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ. Salih alayhi salam says, listen, O my people, أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن كُنْتُ عَلَى بَيِّنَ مِنْ رَبِّي. What if I am on a clear proof and evidence from my Rabb? What if what I'm saying is the truth? What if I have evidence to support it? What if I have some proof to support what I'm saying? وَآتَانِي مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً. And what if really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with some mercy from Him in the form of prophethood? فَمَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ. How can I go against what Allah is asking me to do? Who is going to help me? I have been given this duty and responsibility. This is not something that I have made up or a fabrication, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this. Along with it, He has given me the evidence. He has appointed me as his Nabi through the Rahmah. مَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ. I have no choice. Who is going to help me and assist me against Allah if I decide to disobey Him and go against His commandment and do what you are asking me to do? فَمَا تَزِيدُونَنِي غَيْرَ تَخْسِيرٍ. You are all not adding on to me anything else but losses. What you want from me is nothing more than I be from amongst those who are losers. They said, fine, Salih, we want some proof. We want an evidence. We want to see a miracle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of this previously in the chapters that have passed. They said, O Salih, we want you to pray to Allah that He allows a pregnant she camel to come out and to emerge from this huge mountain that is before us. Salih alayhi salam warned them, and they gave specific description. This is how the she camel should look. This is the color of the she camel. This should be the size of the she camel. This should be the height of the she camel, and so forth. Salih alayhi salam warned them. He says, listen, don't make this type of a request, because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests a miracle, it is the system of Allah, and the people reject the miracle, instantly the adab of Allah seizes them. So do not make this request. They insisted and they persisted. Salih alayhi salam made dua to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the dua of Salih, and before them a huge mountain split asunder, and this huge she camel emerged from this mountain through the miracle and the qudra of Allah, and they watched this happening before their very eyes. When it did emerge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an instruction. وَيَا قَوْمِ هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ. O my people, this is the naqah. This is the she camel of Allah. لَكُمْ آيَةٌ. It was sent as an ayah. You ask for an evidence, you ask for a proof, you ask for a miracle. Allah has sent it as a miracle, as a sign. فَذَرُوهَا. Leave it alone. You are not allowed to interfere with it. You are not allowed to harm it. فَذَرُوهَا. Leave it alone. تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ. So that it may eat in the land of Allah. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ. Do not afflict it with any harm. Do not touch it with any evil. فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ قَرِيبٌ. Because a near punishment will take you. Meaning Allah will not waste time. If you will mess with the miracle of Allah, then there will be no respite given to you. So do not interfere with this she camel. We know the incident, eventually what had happened. فَعَقَرُوهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they killed it. They killed the she camel. فَقَال. When Salih alayhi salam saw this, he came to his people and he says, تَمَتَّعُوا فِي دَارِكُمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. Enjoy yourselves within your homes, within your places for 3 days. You have 3 days, that's it. Within 3 days, the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will arrive. ذَلِكَ وَعْدٌ غَيْرُ مَكْذُوبٌ. Salih said, this is a promise. Within 3 days, this is a promise that will not be false. It is not a lie. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا. Allah says, when our command arrived in the form of punishment. نَجَّيْنَا صَالِحًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. We rescued Salih and all those who have brought iman with Salih alayhi salam. بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا. Through our mercy, through our rahmah. So on the one hand, while a certain sector of the community was witnessing and experiencing the adab of Allah, there were this small group of people who were experiencing the mercy of Allah, that was Salih alayhi salam and the believers. وَمِنْ خِزْيِ يَوْمِ إِذٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, We rescued them from our adab through our mercy, and also from the disgrace that all the others had experienced on that day. Inna rabbak huwa al-qawi. Allah says, remember something. Allah is al-qawi. Allah is the most powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-aziz, the almighty. Wa akhadha alladhina zalamu sayha. Allah describes the punishment that had seized them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it was a sayha, a loud shriek, a cry that had gripped the entire city and community. The shriek and the cry was so loud that they fell down dead. Wherever they were, they could not take this shriek and they could not handle this cry. Mufassirin explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Jibreel alayhi salam to come to the gates of that city and to hold onto the gates of the city and let out an extremely frightening and loud shriek within the city. And that shriek was such that it created a tremor and an earthquake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاتِمِينَ. The next morning, they started that morning falling dead. Dead, they just fell, جَاتِمِينَ, while falling dead onto their knees. كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it was as if they never lived there. Completely destroyed, shattered. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, deserted, as if these people did not even occupy that space which experienced the adab and the punishment of Allah. Ala inna thamud kafaru rabbahum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly Thamud had committed kufr and disbelieved in their Rabb. Ala bu'dan li Thamud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, may the curse of Allah be upon the people of Thamud. May Allah grant us the understanding.